And welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, dear listeners. Wherever you find yourself, this is your brand conversation on this Wednesday edition. Well, we are halfway through the month of August, and we find ourselves on the cusp between our tangibility versus intangibility discussion of yesterday, leading into another component that actually derives itself from the intangibility discussion, that being brand equity. Now, we've got to understand, guys, brand equity, yes, brand equity, it would sound like an accounting term, but it is actually a crucial element in the discussion regarding branding, regarding marketing, regarding the value, the value that is generated, that is perceived, that is, I want to say housed or hosted by an audience, by a consumer base. This specific notion is when you've got to look at, and this is the traditional view that we've all been stuck with, being that if you started your enterprise, your business, your company, your whatever it is, your organization, you are looking at the physical development and the physical growth of the organization, of the entity. You're looking at it from that perspective. But in some parts, in recent years, in the past 30 years and so, a lot of researchers realized that the positive perception of an organization, the positive perspective that external communities, external stakeholders, and I know it sounds a little bit like a public relations talk, which it is. Remember, guys, in marketing, a lot of concepts overlap and flow into each other. A lot of them do that, and a lot of them have this hybrid, sometimes this hybrid approach to it. You can see where there is a total, where a public relations function plays a role, where a branding function plays a role. You can sometimes see that most of the approaches have its roots in a marketing perspective. But this is what happens with regards to taking a look at this whole world in regards to the tangibility versus tangible versus intangible discussion, which then is derived from the brand, which you then can derive brand equity from. And it answers one of the key questions out there with regards to why you would find that some customers would actually break their bank accounts to buy a product that has a very high or steep price. You guys have all wondered it, right? Why then you would find consumers that are willing to pay a lot of money for a branded item as opposed to a non-branded or an item that's just not, you know, it's not perceived of being of good quality or having a luxury element to it. You guys have seen that perspective. I know some of you have also thought about it. Why would people actively support a brand name? And it actually speaks to one element, brand equity. Now, brand equity is the measure of perceived worth of a brand name product. You see, if you have a positive, let me say, the marketing practices that you run or that you implement generates such a positive brand recognition or positive brand awareness platform in a target audience, in a consumer base. Customers and consumers won't bat their eyes. They won't even fluster. They would not care. They would pay whatever price in order to get the product. They will pay it. Because the positive perception is already cemented within the customer base, within the consumer base. And remember, it's the perceived worth of a brand name product. And it's all about, and it also helps to nurture your brand's equity that can help increase your profit margins. Now, if we need to understand, firstly, what brand equity is, let's take it from let's get back to basics. Let's understand from the basic building principle, or from the basic principle, starting from the label. What is brand equity? Now, brand equity, guys, is the additional value that is recognized, that is a recognizable brand name, or that a recognizable brand name adds to a product offering. You see, if you took away the three stripes on a sneaker and the logo of Adidas, it would just be another run-of-the-mill sneaker, a no-name, unbranded. But now you go through those three stripes on, and you go stitch on the logo, and then there is added value or added onto that product. You see, the creation itself already, the manufacturing behind the product already generated the value, because these were obviously various component parts taken to make the sneaker. Now you just go slap on three designer stripes and a logo. Voila. You've got yourself an Adidas sneaker. Hence, the price increases. Let's, for example, say unbranded, it was at 500. But now you go add on the three stripes and the logo. Now you've got to pay 1,500. The unbranded thing costed the price was 500. How do you add on the 1,000? Well, it's the brand equity discussion. It's the perceived value. The perception. Now, in some parts, guys, marketing is a major perception game. It's a major perception game. Most parts of marketing in the beginning was all about creating awareness with customers, obtaining the customers, and then retaining, holding on to these customers. You wanted to hold on to them. You wanted to ensure that they stay with you in order to continuously buy every time that they come and see your brand. You know, repeat business. But brand equity has taken it even further. Brand equity takes that notion a little further. If you had to give, in a basic experiment, an option for a customer to say, listen, I'll give you 5 unbranded sneakers, and I'll add in a 6th one, which is a branded sneaker. Let's, for example, say it's a Nike Air Force. It's a Nike Air Force sneaker. And all of them have the same design. Same design, same layout. But there's only one sneaker out of the 6 that is branded. You can see the same design, the same layout. You, in most cases, a customer, me, even you, we would all go for the branded item. And if you ask the question would elicit a answer that indicates a perception, a positive perception to the Nike brand. A positive perception to the Nike brand. Now, in other words, that can be used also to understand brand equity. It's about good standing, commercial value. You see, the commercial value was, in my exercise, I gave you 6 sneakers, one of them being branded, being a Nike Air Force sneaker. The instant where the consumer, who now has to see this choice of 6 sneakers, all looking the same, but only one being branded and the other being no name, or nameless, or unbranded products, the consumer directly going for the branded one, is all about positive brand recognition. That brand will win 10, hands down. Hands down, they will win in any scenario of that kind, of any measurement in that kind. So, now that good standing commercial value component indicates the positive position or disposition that a lot of brands enjoy. Brand equity is also linked to a brand recognition element, as a customer must be aware of the brand name beforehand. You should have been exposed to brands. You should have been exposed to logos, jingles, slogans, guys, I can tell you so many slogans that I've been exposed to. I can identify logos, and I know it sounds like a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a bragging element, but it shows you how, as a student of marketing, you have to be aware of the exercises around you. Well, that is my own, you know, that is my own litmus test to me, in order to be able to recognize the elements around me, especially with regards to marketing. But with brand equity was something that I myself even went and wondered, what is this equity thing? You know, if you hear the word equity, it would usually be capital equity or owner's capital equity, that you would find in accounting principles, right? The investments that an owner gave, or the injections that an owner of a business, you know, constantly gives to the business entity to continuously flourish. This can either be equipment, manpower, skills, cash, property, assets, in order for the entity to function. But when you get to brand equity is a totally different game. You are completely just isolated in the marketing zone. You're not even in the production, accounting, manufacturing, operational zone of things. You're just in marketing. When you look at brand equity speaks all about brand recognition and positive brand recognition. And it also differs, but it also differs from of what brand equity also emphasizes is the added value that the brand name provides to a product. The added value. Because here's the thing. When I gave you the example of the six sneakers, five unbranded, one branded. The one branded is a Nike Air Force sneaker. It's a Nike Air Force One. Yeah, Air Force One sneaker. The perceived value that the customer would have there is that this sneaker is of superior quality because it is branded. Nike is known for making sports apparel or making for making sportswear, which would speak to one form of durability, one form of, you know, that the product will last. But let's say they all come out of the same factory. Let's say they came out of the same factory. Let's say you knew what the production process entailed, what it involved, and that all 60 sneakers, the five unbranded and the one branded, all came from the same manufacturing process, from the same location, from the same entity. What then? Would the perceived value not be extended to the five unbranded items next to the branded sneaker? Would the perceived value addition not be extended also to the five unbranded items? Would the same value proposition not exist in each of the six items in front of you, including the branded sneaker? Would it not? It would. It would if you knew that information, if you had that information at hand. But then the discussion still comes through. The branded is seen everywhere in everyday life. The branded is seen in the favorite sports hero. Let's, for example, say the consumer loves soccer and football as well. Soccer, rugby, doesn't matter, basketball. Let's say the consumer also loves basketball. Because in most cases, as humans, we ultimately love watching at least four kinds of sports, or three kinds of sports. At the minimum is three kinds of sports. Now, let's say that consumer loves watching basketball, firstly, because they associate Nike with basketball. Second on that is they're also a huge football fan, so they also have their favorite football fan. Thirdly on top of that is they also watch athletics, because the consumer themselves was also in their teenage years a renowned athlete on their high school performances. So now that athlete knows about Nike from three sports, plus also their personal involvement and personal association to specific sports functions in their own society, and that they also would have their favorite sports heroes. I share this, guys, because you would only know about Nike if you had, or if you are a avid sports fan, especially a football fan. I remember the times when a lot of people were, you know, buying, you know, football jerseys of their favorite teams. They would even buy the same football boots that their favorite football stars were wearing. At a stage, there was this talk between Ronaldinho, David Beckham. Okay, no one spoke about Zinedine Zidane. For what reason, I don't know. Because ultimately, the only guy that could come close to him was Ronaldinho. Then you had the likes of Ronaldo from the Brazil's Ronaldo, as well as also the other kinds of players like what's the guy's name from Italy, Del Piero and Francesco Totti. Now each of one of them had their own football sponsorship or their own personal sponsorship deals regarding the football boots. Now if you were an avid sports fan, you would identify with your favorite sports hero. You would see the kind of boots that they're wearing and you would go like, I want to wear that boots as well when I play football or when I play rugby. I've never heard from a cricket player actually, or cricket fans, saying they want to wear the same cricket boots and cricket bat and play with the same cricket bat that their favorite cricket heroes play with. I've never heard that. I really, really never heard that. But this is the positive disposition that brand equity generates. It generates all this. And it's actually generated from the customer first being exposed to the brand and then taking, you know, and then being actively engaged or actively involved with said brand. Now, before we hit the next ad break, the components of a brand equity that we're going to look at now is the following key things that we have to consider. You see, brand equity, guys, is all in the mind in terms of the customer, the audience, the target audience, as well as also some of the elements you know, that add said perception or that boost said perception in that target audience and target customer demographic for the business. Now, there are components of brand equity that we've got to look at. Firstly, you've got brand perception, reperception. Then you've got positive and negative effects. And then you've got resulting positive and negative value. Yes. You've got to look at it in this sense, because there are effects and there are values. And then there's the perception game. So how do we start? Starting from the brand perception discussion. And I have, you know, I have, once again, it would sound like a repetition, but this is actually where we started from with brand perception in our early discussions of the brand conversation with regarding to how consumers see a brand, especially with consumer buyer behavior and all those kinds of works. But this is unfortunately where you start from again, brand perception. Now, that brand perception is what a consumer believes a product or a service to represent, not what the company owning the brand say it does. Do you see the disconnect that occurs? The consumer believes there is a value that is housed within the product, even though the adverts from the company that owns and makes the product says that this value is not there. But the customer still sees it. The customer still sees it. The customer still extracts it. The customer still experiences it. Now understand that marketing managers, guys, spend almost 70 hours a week thinking about whatever product they are marketing, but the consumer is spending 7 seconds. The consumer will only see 7 seconds. They will only expedite 7 seconds worth of attention. Now, this statistic of 7 seconds for a customer to form an impression of a brand. While companies are trying to shape this with marketing campaigns, slogans, and desired associations. But at the end of the day, a consumer's perception, guys, is the most powerful mechanism out there. And the consumer's perception of a brand is something that the consumer generates themselves. Now, you will get to understand why I started with brand experiences in our discussion of yesterday. Brand experience, as well as also the, not yesterday, sorry, on Monday. Because brand experience is all, and why there's this new move towards experiential marketing. Not just run-of-the-mill basic marketing, allowing targeted audiences and allowing a targeted consumer demographic to experience, to have a positive experience, because marketers have realized if a customer experiences a positive sensation or have a positive experience, it's a benefit. It's a benefit that will only benefit the company. Now, before we continue, we're quickly stepping into a short break. From that break, we're going to come back right after this.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri rimba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimuna o maile no topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba, o hunga, no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
She se wa sirigeti ang or kati kreo tokai wa akan akagaha. Arewa Namibia te atikere kwan u akat akatosisin kabe atam kise at ang kamha. Minister ewa tuiku oko kama tinukha Namibia kawarka yese e tigiaka ngore mesewa anugasin ga ikham kise ewa siewe se ti aka tosi ka ewa akagaha ka region ka atigiaha ka tiko ge kham teaka ka aka ek ka ewa ek number 5 of 2017 ha. Turuga tiko tuwa akaka nwe ewa ngore managa ewa nwe etingu kham traditional authority ka ngore makanaha akhabe ang onga jusna e get maaka akhabe kwad onge nga kew kwa watansi ka ewa akagaha. Tuete gatiko ang kwantu forum ka ewa forum a ka atikre ko kwantu wa tosi ka ewa akagaha at ang $12,000 ka traditional authority ko kay ati o kani makay ti kaw eko ate tsaw ha. Gu kani e ti kaw eko ato a traditional authority ndon ama am tkwa ka kani da kaw eko ate ko tsaw am tkwa ka anyang uwa kay wa Namibian akaga po a passport po kwa kani kan akot am tkwa ka forum kana ke deko a tkwa ka ka secretaries egea ahu akanyin ai kandor kwa ka region ka tigia akani a forum sungea ka traditional authority ak kandor kwa oko a ministry kandor se toma ka ngore maka agea ha delta siwa a nese wa ministry e wa tui gu oko amaka region ka agea angde na doko sin a forum ka ko anku o khabe doko sin a onreka o doko wa a ka me anu ka 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 a gaha me ewa ngore kana ka kabga a khos ko juseti get o ma a angde a konwa ka ju doko sin ka ka kana a gaha step 4 ka ewa fill the sheet on o kan e ha a application form kandwa to a forum kada ako anku doko ekwa ka tika khanisin ka traditional authority kan dur ka de kwa khanin kutika na khames ka jusin khave de ko sinka aska tsamwe chingwe de ko khisa ka eka tswasa a khwetka ka ka wa ka ka kabaha a fifte siwa kan aka nhika dijen ka atigya ang hao na gako zanga ka maam kaya wa tosi kaya wa akakakaka kaya ka akakaka ek kaya wa ek number 5 of Godison and Tweha. Kaya ka gashi ang kam kaya wa ses gaha ka a forum gako zanga ka eha akakaka tosi kaka sivetika tkhanien lua gako print ha te gako a traditional authority kwa ang gako guakaha. A last shika ang gako kham ang gako sungchi warka se gawaka certificate khani kanwa te konohu a gako khauka 50 khran nembian dollars ka a gako guwa certificate ka traditional authority kwa ha kaka gaka tosi ke waka kaka gaha kaka kadur kase wa program ka ewa ka kaka khaisao kaka gaha kaya ko kamakan ano ewa namin biyang ama European Union sing German ay cooperation kamakan German aga kaisaw bang nagesi ka ignoha gira ko ka i-bail kaya public relation kandur kaya ka numero wa 2-0-7-9-2-9
Time to get fired up for the first ever Real Good Braai Championship. Real Good Chicken is on the hunt for the best chicken kapana braaier in Namibia. If you braai for a living, you could win a branded and full kitted out business starter container as well as poultry stock for half a year. All you need to do is buy a Real Good Chicken kapana half bird box and SMS champion plus your town name to 2442 to enter. Real Good Chicken, a proud product of Nama Poultry Industries. Now, as we come back from our extended break right there, the indication with regards to the brand perception. Remember, we're looking at the three elements of what brand equity consists of. Brand perception, positive and negative effects, and positive and negative value. Now, since it takes 7 seconds for a consumer to generate a perception, And you can test this yourself, guys, in terms of just how do you think, how do you feel, what your disposition is, what your reaction would be towards certain products, certain brands. You will be surprised how quick it took. Less than a second sometimes even. Now, this brand perception, once again, consists of the following two sub-elements. Brand recognition and brand awareness. Brand recognition, remember, is brands that have recognizable features that identify a product as belonging to a certain brand. Brand awareness, being aware of what the brand stands for, meaning their unique selling point that can provide a level of familiarity or transparency that can impact a customer's perception of a branded product. Remember, it once again gives a good example, for example, like the iPhones. Yes. Apple knows there is positive brand equity there is substantial brand equity that exists out there for their Apple, for their iPhones. The same also for their iPads. The same also for their MacBook, for their MacBooks, the laptops. They know it. They know there's positive brand equity for those specific products. And each of those products on its own is a brand. But here's the other thing. Apple knows that if they bring out an iPhone that costs 50,000 Namibian dollars, people will buy it. They know it because there's positive brand perception. Positive brand recall, recognition, awareness. Everything is just counting in their favor with regarding, if doesn't matter what the price would be, the customer would say, I will still pay that price. And they will even continue spending the price on the extra add-ons. Because now what, you know, in terms of the various consumer feedback that I myself experienced, with a lot of people saying that nowadays Apple doesn't sell you a charging cable or earphones and those other little things that we used to take for granted in terms of understanding that these are part and parcel of the whole packaging. That's what I'm buying that's supposed to be in the box. No! Now you need to buy your earphones separately, you need to buy a charging cable separately, you need to buy that separately and this separately and that. And they know there are customers that will do this. They know it. Because they enjoy the positive brand perception, which ultimately boosts the brand equity. Ultimately, it boosts it. If you want to understand brand equity, guys, in its purest form, it's a sense of monetizing or being able to monetize the reputation of something. You can see the monetization element of it. Remember, a business and a company and a product, they are all there to make money. They are. They are there to make money, to generate income. Now, this brand equity discussion, since we now cleared the brand perception, takes us to point two, which is the positive or negative effects. Now, the way a customer perceives a brand can actually directly impact their actions towards it. How you see it, what you remember about previous experiences about this brand, what you remember with regards to other people or friends or family or other individuals that you are acquainted to, their perceptions on this brand. Remember that a customer's perception is not a narrow thing. It's not just isolated to the individual. A customer's preferences as well is also not just narrowed to the individual. You would think because it's the individual that reacts in a specific way when you bring them a item to interact with, that it would only be purely from that person. No. You see, with a customer's perception, especially with a customer's perception and perspective, it gets influenced by other people, especially people that are familiar to the customer. I.e., that's how all our perceptions are actually generated. That is, i.e., also all of how our perspectives are formed. Guys, remember when I indicated to you the distinction that you need to apply, well, that you sometimes need to think of between the explanation of the word truth and the explanation of the word fact. Now, many customers, it's the same principle that you can even import with regards to customer perception. Many customers, if they see their friend sitting there with a $20,000 iPhone, next to them. The friend, the person, the customer who's now seeing their friend with that, they are influenced by the interactions that they see their friend is experiencing with this iPhone. Then this person will tell themselves, I want an iPhone as well. I also want an iPhone. Or I don't want an iPhone. Do you understand? They will see what is happening right next to them. And they will go like, from this interaction, or from witnessing this interaction, I would like XYZ scenario. Now, that is what happens with regards to the perception component. Now, the customer experience is, if there is positive customer experience that is generated, a product or a branded product can create a favorable impression. Actually, in some terms, they don't even need to generate the impression. It will be there automatically. I do not know if it will be something that is fantasized up or is just imagined, but it will be there automatically. It will be there. This is how you get to understand why Apple has so many Apple stores. why they have so many Apple stores and why they are so sought after by a consumer base. Really, guys? At one stage, Samsung also enjoyed same said positive prosperity. I'll add the word in prosperity there. But if people talk about a luxury brand, they will talk about an Apple iPhone. But the moment you start talking about Android, they'll go like, you will see sometimes how some consumers or some people contort their faces. They go like, oh, what are you talking about? Android? Who's talking about Android? But you don't understand. The product does the same function as the other product. The one product probably even has more functions to provide than the one that you're looking at. And it comes at a fraction of the costs that you're willing to engage with. But once again, what wins for Apple is that they've generated so much positive brand perception that the positive effects of said brand perception and consumer experience or customer experience is overwhelmingly in their favor. If there's a negative one, well, we know what happens, obviously. People wouldn't want to buy. But before we continue, we're quickly stepping into a short break and coming back right after this.
You always listen to your heart when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression, and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight, and avoid tobacco. Call NHP on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy to use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or the Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, as we come back from the extended break right there, the next part within the positive and negative effects is quality. Quality. Now, quality is another one of those perception-based scenarios coming especially from a customer's perspective. Now, the brand name is sometimes associated with a good supply chain, a reputation, a trust level. For example, with the Lego Group, that has topped the list of the most reputable companies in the world repeatedly based on its performance across several reputation markers, products, governance, leadership, financial performance, how innovative they are, as well as also their concept of citizenship. Yes, the Lego company, the company that owns the Lego toys, you know, they've even now expanded into movie making, Lego movies. And you know what? It's winning for them. Those cartoons, those Lego cartoons, has further increased the brand equity, the brand awareness of Lego in the broader, community, you know, customer demographic around the world, that people are talking about watching a Lego movie. Really? Really, guys? This is the level of brand equity that exists out there. Another thing in terms of the positive or negative effects discussion is customer preferences. Now, from customer experience, guys, you can obviously pull a line right through to customer preference, because preference and experience generates the perception. They formulate the perception component, a customer's perception of anything, a person's perception of anything. Now, customer preference is all about, would a customer use a branded product themselves? The success in terms of of the sale of something relies on whether this brand represents a customer's beliefs and values. Now, sometimes some customers actually extend to see whether or not a product actually fits with their lifestyle, with their consumption pattern, with their own specific identity sometimes. Yes, this does happen. And even though in the other discussion of Friday and Monday, where I indicated to you, please be very careful of, as a company, as a marketer, as a branding executive, as an advertiser, be very careful of getting involved in the political and religious and social discussions. Be very careful. Now, customers do it automatically. Listen, with a customer, it's up to them. It's up to them to see whether or not a product helps with their day-to-day living, helps with their day-to-day, you know, events, as well as also life and so forth. It's up to the customer. It's the customer's preference.
During these times of uncertainty, Eagle FM has become the voice of the voiceless.
Hello,
we
Namibia.
Have shared stories of
welcome
joy,
to
pain,
the world of Lela Pay.
Lela
Pay is an easy-to-use payment
and
app, booking
you to speak
mobile
about your faith
that allows you
for Eagle FM to continue doing this and allow you to continue participating
to
in nation building. We need
and
your kind help. This is because
time.
Democracy and good journalism don't come
do
cheap.
On Lela
you
Pay?
Can make your valuable contribution from $100 Namibian dollars, and it takes about a minute to do so.
Inba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3 Namibian dollars and 50 cents per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step.
Now, as we come back from that quick and abrupt interruption there, just to indicate, you know, the quick stop that we had there, it's key to note, guys, with regards to brand perceptions and the experiences, it's all right for you as a customer to have, you know, to extenuate or to try to extract one or other value component from a product in terms to identify how it factors into your daily life. It's up to you. But, if you are the marketing company, if you are the executive, the branding executive, stay away from political, social, and religious messaging within your branding exercises. Do not try to position your product to try and meet that kind of perspective. Don't do it. Do not do it. The reason for this is you will be alienating specific customer groups. You will be creating negative brand perceptions about your brand. And the second thing is it'll just end in a very bad story for you, in a very bad scenario for you. Now, just before the end of today's program, or just before, you know, we hit the top of the hour, which is about 5 minutes back away, consumers will react positively to a brand that they know, or that they can see that they can generate or extract one or other kind of value proposition from, that fits in with their preferences. Consumers will support that. They may buy a product and also be recommended a product, or even be recommended anything else by family, by friends, by colleagues, by acquaintances. Customers will do that. Customers will do that. And as mentioned, marketing managers will be spending hours upon hours to convince a customer to buy their brand. Now, since we're almost done in terms of, or almost hitting the end of the program with regards to today's discussion on brand equity, we're not done with brand equity as well. Because with brand equity, there are other components to look at, especially developing your own. Developing your own brand equity. And for that, we'll be taking a look at an important component for tomorrow's edition, that now being the Thursday edition of the Brand Conversation, your number one talk radio station, in terms of how to develop that. You see, guys, brand equity can be generated with any kind of brand. Almost everywhere. Almost everywhere. And it's important to note this because it's about the positive perception that exists out there with regarding the brand itself. If there is negative, you'll have some work to do. You will have some work to do. Now, on that specific note, I just wanted to end off with regarding the third key component that that brand equity is based upon, which is the resultant positive and negative value. And this features back into the tangible versus intangible discussions that I had yesterday, that the return from the effects of a positive or a negative brand perception falls into these two main categories of tangible and intangible value. Now, tangible value is a result that can be easily measured. It's often physical in nature. Now, of an example of tangible value is an increased revenue due to greater number of sales that the business enjoys. Greater number of sales is something you can see, you can count, that you can quantify. An example of negative tangible value that can also happen is the opposite, a decrease in a company's stock price value as a result of a loss of confidence in a product's ability to sell. Intangible value can be a result that can be tracked or replicated easily, and it isn't physical in any nature. Positive intangible value can be a gain, could also be to gain greater brand awareness and goodwill through word of mouth, for example. Negative intangible value can be the perception of a brand that is dangerous in nature, or that as being bad or being in bad taste, generating just negative value in that form. These components are key. Now, it's important, especially with negative brand, and especially with brand equity, that it has to be maintained at every level throughout. Every level throughout. Now, on that note, it does bring us up to the end of today's program. Stay tuned for the On The Radar team to follow right after this short break here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And let's see each other again, same time, same place, tomorrow. Alternatively, catch me tonight on the Business and Economic Zone here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.